What up, what up, what up, people? It's your boy Justin Ramos here, back with a brand new episode. I believe this is the 10th episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. And I know I've been quiet for a week, but I just, you know, wanted to take a break, take a mental break, and not come on and be, you know, so angry and talk about things in an angry manner, as you know, as it pertains to what's going on in the world right now. I mean, if you don't know, you should know that, you know, we lost some people, you know, during this time of a pandemic. You know, we lost a couple brothers and sisters. You know, the big news is on George Floyd right now. And, you know, we don't need to go into how the man was killed. But we know it was wrongful doing by the police, as was Breonna Taylor, who just recently had a birthday. Happy birthday to you, Queen. R.I.P. You know, it sucks. It sucks the way things are going. It sucks that Ahmaud Arbery lost his life due to racism as well. You know, it wasn't by the hands of the police, but it was just as bad. And the people before that, you know, the Mike Browns, the Amadou Diallos, and countless names, you know. It's just like it's never ending. Never ending. And it just seems like every day is just like you wake up and you're like, well, what's going to happen now? What's going to come of this? I mean, things are changing, but they should have never happened. It should have never happened. You know, things should have never happened. I mean, this has been happening to black people since, I mean, I wouldn't even say 400 years. I would say since the beginning of time. It's like if you know, because it happened within us, and then it happened when white people came to Africa. So it was always happening. And it's not to compare which was worse, when we came here or when we were in Africa. It's beyond that. It's beyond comparing which is worse. Like, you can't do that. Like, I know for years, many years, the black community was comparing our pain to what Jews went through in the Holocaust. You can't do that. It's two different types of pains. And then, you know, we're also dealing with, you know, the LGBT and Q and A community. I hope I got that right. You know, I support everybody. I love everybody. Don't beat me up. I'm trying. But, you know, we also have that in account now with the BLM movement. People are, you know, it's too much separation, too much division, too much people who are still sleeping, people who aren't, you know, woke. You know, I see too much of, you know, pointing the finger. And there's nothing wrong with pointing the finger. There's nothing wrong with, you know, having someone to blame. Because, I mean, there is someone to blame, but you also have to realize that we have to figure out how we can keep this momentum that we have going now with the marches and you know, all of the organizations that are jumping behind us now. And, you know, even with that, you know, people are like, well, these top companies and major corporations are making statements now because they don't want to get looted. Of course they don't want to get looted. And get their things stolen. And prevent the process of their businesses opening up again because some major cities are opening up or they're in certain phases of reopening at this point. Some are fully reopened, some are not. And we know that anarchy comes out of protests. People are hurt. People are distraught. You know, people, we're tired. We're tired of the bullshit. We're tired of living in fear. We're tired of everything. We're tired of number 45 talking bullshit and taunting people and then hiding under a bunker when people are on your lawn tossing shit at your lawn. We're tired of stuff like that. We're tired of, you know, when Nation of Islam was in existence, like, I'm not to say that they're not in existence, but when they were at the height in the, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, when they were hot, being seen as a terrorist group, or the 5%ers being seen as a terrorist group, the Black Panthers, the Brown Berets, the Young Lords, all being seen as a terrorist group. But the KKK still exists. We got neo-Nazis nowadays, which come from the descendants of the original Nazis. You know what I'm saying? Where we live in a country where people, because of their religion, can be seen as terrorism. Not all Muslims are terrorists. You know what I'm saying? Not all, you know, it's just, it's crazy. I mean, you know, 90% of the police force is corrupt. And that's just my opinion. Yeah, not every cop is bad, but it only seems like 10%. Sometimes it only seems like 1% of cops are good. You gotta really, you know, bear with people when we see all of this going on. Some of us have these experiences firsthand. Like I myself, I grew up in East New York. Brooklyn, New York. I'm a proud Afro-Latino, Black Hispanic, whatever you want to call it, Boricua, Black Puerto Rican, butter pecan, whatever you want to call it. Still a Black man. Last name Ramos, but I'm a Session and I'm an Edmonds as well. I'm a Hampton. I'm a Cassiano. You know what I'm saying? But those roots all come from the motherland. Sometimes I want Sazon. Sometimes I want a double. Sometimes I want some hot sauce and Lowry's. I don't fuck with the Uncle Ben's. You know, I got to throw a little humor in there. But seriously, though, I mean, look at the last 2 weeks, you know. Look at what's come. There's more peaceful protests than there are looting and riots. But the media will always try and push the agenda of violence. They're always going to try and push what's hot for TV. Social media and people on social media posting nothing but negative. I saw people, you know, attacking Oprah and for past statements and attacking Billy Porter for his current statement and his, you know, some of his words being wrongfully chosen to compare the BLM movement to white supremacists and comparing the importance of the gay community, LGBTQA plus community, right, to our cause. And I think those causes, I think both movements go hand in hand. I do. I know a lot of people would disagree. And, you know, I don't agree with some of the beginning of his video. The thing, too, is that people need to watch that video and understand where he was coming from. The beginning of that video, he was very angry. And he said some things that I think he should have thought about before he said it. But you know how it is. People say things in the heat of the battle. They're angry. Terry Crews, I can't excuse. I just think the brother is lost. I think Oprah is lost. I think Virgil Abloh, you know, for his situation of the donating of $50 that got around. He donated $50 to BLM causes, and it's a pro and a con to that. It's like, at least he donated, but motherfucker ain't trying to fuck up his Louis Vuitton money, his Off-White money, his Nike money, even though Nike has come out and made statements, in support. Pharrell finally came out and made a statement today. And, Pharrell has a weird way of making statements, but that's Skateboard P. He compared the what's going on to people buying sneakers and being against the bots, and basically saying the bots or something like that could be something similar to what's going on in society, is that people are like, that's what I took from it. People are looking for peace, but we're being attacked from the media and social media and racist people and everything else, the president and this and that, and just, people being just, fucked up from all of this. That's what I took from it. Sometimes I can't make sense of what Skateboard P says. But then there's sometimes where you really think about it and you dissect it and you think about it. I'm not making excuses for how some people have treated this situation. There's peaceful people in the world, and there's people who are anarchists. There are people who want to see destruction. There are people that live off of that. There are people that they've been waiting for this moment. It's people that, during this quarantine and the shutdowns and being unemployed, I mean, millions of people are unemployed right now. That's the real fact of the matter. It could probably be in the billions at this point. So people are looking for something to do. It ain't the right thing, but people are looking for something to do. And yes, people will piggyback off of the Black Lives Matter movement. And then when you look at some of these videos, too, you see that there are secret people, almost like secret agents, basically FBI, undercover police department people. And then there's people within that are setting up bullshit to try and trap people into doing things. Random stack of bricks just sitting in the middle of the street. People walking by claiming to be part of the movement and just spraying on businesses and tearing up businesses. Cops tearing up businesses, getting chainsaws and breaking into establishments around New York City. And then you got the whole divide within the community, too. You have people in the Heights denying their blackness and fighting against other blacks. Because in reality, they're afraid to admit that Dominicans, people from Honduras, people from Brazil, and every other black and brown Spanish nation has African ancestry, has African blood, Taino blood, Spaniard blood. Yeah, there might be a little dash of Asian, a little dash of white European, but really and truly, we are black. And that's what people need to realize. And I know that some good has come out of that. I've seen the marches where people were marching together with the Haitian flag and the Dominican flag. And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I want to see more of that. I want to see more positive things. That video that came from overseas with the young sister dancing next to the young white girl. That's awesome. That's awesome. We need to see more stuff like that. We don't need to see all this anarchy, all this hurt. I mean, we're going to see the hurt, but you know what I mean. We don't need to see all the negative images that people want to portray. Shout out to Kanye West for putting money towards George Floyd's daughter for college and other future endeavors, right? Shout out to Floyd Mayweather, one of my favorite athletes, for paying for not one, but all of George Floyd's funeral services, right? And I understand people when they just say their name. I love that. Say their name. The crazy thing is there's so many names to say. I've been on this earth almost 34 years, and I've seen and lived through a lot, and I'm not even 35. And I always remember my mom teaching me things, and when I asked questions about things, she gave me books, and she gave me DVDs. Well, we didn't have DVDs back then. VHS's, Eyes on the Prize, when PBS did their special on the Civil Rights Movement. And I was only like 5 or 6 years old when I was watching this, because I had questions. You know, it's a different conversation that people from the Black community and brown community have to have with their children and their family members and their friends in their communities at home, you know, that to prepare us for the world, prepare us for society. People go, oh, you 30-something years old. Y'all don't got no kids yet. Well, how are we going to bring in kids in a world like this? You gotta think about that. And I like my money where it is. I don't know if I'm ready to bring a child into the world, but why would I right now with all this going on? It's constant. There's so much stuff that's not even reaching national or local news yet. It's just, you know, it's reaching social media because that's the society we live in. That's the world we live in. Everyone's attached to their phone. I'm doing this podcast on my phone. My phone is in my hand, just like everyone else, 24/7. We're in, you know, we're still in a shutdown in some places. So, of course, we see what's going on. We see everything. Some people don't, and they choose not to. And that's cool. That's cool. You don't want to go through, you know, the trauma, but you're gonna eventually. We all been going through this trauma for a long time, generations, our ancestors, people, you know, the people we come from, the kings and queens we come from, have all been going through this. This talk about reparations, you know. I mean, one day, I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime. maybe generations behind me, hopefully. If it was in my time, I wouldn't mind it. I would not mind it. I've seen a somewhat of a town hall meeting in my neighborhood. My hometown has been having protests, and they were peaceful in East New York. But Bushwick, you know, Bushwick's been having their protests. I haven't heard anything bad about Ridgewood, Bushwick area. Or Williamsburg, which is all near me, or where I'm from in East New York. I've heard everything was peaceful, and that's awesome. That's awesome. I'm trying not to sneeze because I got allergies, and it's hot. My nose is itching. My eyes are itching. I feel like I might sneeze. Don't worry, I ain't got the Rona. But I think we need to look forward to these polls. I think people need to keep marching, keep speaking, keep getting their voices heard. I think more organization support needs to happen. Any form of support, you know, in your community. Buy Black. You know what I'm saying? Invest in Black. I know there's a huge march coming up in August. On my cousin's birthday, on the 28th of August, in Washington, D.C. I'm strongly considering going to that march. Strongly, because that's going to be historic. This election's going to be historic. Like, I gotta do my email voting before this week is over. November is very important, man. We got to beat them and beat them up at the polls, man. We got to beat them up. We got to do it the way they've been doing it all this time. We got to do it on paper, man. We definitely do. But I just wanted to get on here and say a couple things. I'm going to have some other episodes coming out. dealing with this topic. I want to interview some family and friends and talk to them and get their thoughts on this. But I just thought it was important for me to get my point of view on things first before I, you know, engage in a conversation with people. I'm not here to argue, but if it I have to, I will. But it's all love. All love, peace and love. And keep supporting this show. Share this show. Give it 5-star reviews. You know, shout out to Anchor. Shout out to Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, and everywhere else you can hear me. I'm Justin Ramos. This has been a special, special edition of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. It's going up right now. Hope you like it. Share it with your friends. Follow me on social media and Xbox Live. Justin the Comic. Peace out. Love you all. Yes, sir. Be safe. Wash your hands and wash your ass still. And keep hope alive.